Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This time last year, on this very Sunday, was the beginning and the closure of churches, businesses all around our country due to COVID. Something we had never heard about before, but apparently had been dispersed somewhere before, because we started looking on the labels of our Lysol cans and Clorox boxes and found out they had already been in the COVID-killing business. But a dangerous strain had come, which I won't get into the logistics of that, but to tell you, suffice to say that there is no doubt in my mind that the enemy wants to do everything he can to kill, steal, and destroy. Yes, sir. And in the middle of all that's taking place, we have witnessed, of course, the greatest overreach of government, even to this moment, that continues to pass laws to keep those that are Bible-believing Christians and worshipers away from worshiping God in their own sanctuary. There are some churches to this day that have not yet opened their doors up for people to come back. And the longer you get used to staying away from something, the more likely you'll not return. As I speak today, and if you don't think it can happen in America, well, it's the reason why I'm preaching this message, that a Canadian pastor has refused to bow before the government, the article says, and will stay imprisoned until May, his May trial for holding church services in Canada. The article goes on to say that the police, note, get this first paragraph, a Canadian pastor will remain in police custody for several more months following his arrest on February the 16th of this year for holding in-person worship services. Authorities won't release him unless he consents to run his church the way they tell him to do it. So we're praying for Pastor James Coates at the Grace Life Church in Edmonton, because as sure as God was with Daniel in the lion's den, and as sure as Abraham, as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Jesus stepped into the fire when they took a position of courage, I believe God is in that jail right now with that man of God who dares to defy the government against the government of God. Now, I can tell by some folks' response, just like I'd already thought about, that some folks would say, well, now, Pastor, you know we need to abide by and we need to come under the law of the land. Well, I understand all of that, and believe me, long before you got here, we are already so social distanced right now that you won't get next to anybody who even coughs right now. We're avoiding people so bad that we're going around just to avoid them. But I came to tell you, there is a higher law of God. And the word of God takes precedent over the laws of man according to the word of God. That's the reason why I'm preaching this message to you today. In fact, the Bible tells us in multiple areas, and I want you, if you're writing some things down, I want you to get ready to write some things down, because we're living in a culture now that is changing its morals and its values on a daily basis. As a believer, you must be prepared to stand in confidence against the attack on your biblical values if you cherish them, and making choices that are going to go against the cultural norms of the day. Your courage is going to be tested. Your faith is going to be tested in the days ahead against the values and the morals, of which there are none in society today, in pressuring you to comply and for you to be able to figure out what will be necessary in self-sacrifice in order for you to be able to be prepared to live for the Lord. The Bible says in multiple areas to take courage. Here's what Jesus said concerning it. He said, "These things have I spoken unto you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation." That's before the 7 years of tribulation. In this world you will have tribulation, but take courage. Jesus said, "I have overcome the world, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." The Bible tells us to take courage in multiple areas. The Bible tells us clearly that this day was going to come upon us when you'll have to choose between what that world says is right and what you know to be right from the Word of God. There's nothing new under the sun. Satan is using fear to paralyze people in this pandemic like I have not seen or read about since the day of the Garden of Eden. Living courageous in the time we're in is not an accident. It's not going to be easy for many. You just don't stumble into courage. You are built for the moment when you look into the face of fear and choose with resolve, this is worth dying for. When we see courage in men and women, it inspires us to persevere and to be courageous too. I don't want to hear about the Hollywood stars and those that are only actors, otherwise defined in the Bible as hypocrites, actors. I want to hear about war soldiers and heroes that ran into the battle. They were saying that they were heroes called first responders that ran into the Twin Towers when the building was on fire and everybody was running down. The first responders with backpacks on were running up the staircases to rescue people. I want to celebrate those that have been on the front line in the fight against COVID, like nurses and doctors and people that have been out there that I consider to be heroes that went into the virus environment and we're able to be a comfort and a strength to those in a time of fear and dismay. That's what courage looks like, my dear friends. We never know the cowards of society and the cowards of history. Their names are never remembered, but we do remember those who were courageous, and we hold them up to be in great esteem. Several years ago, and if you'll throw that picture on the wall of this mosaic on the floor, I was watching a documentary. In that documentary, they had just found the mosaic that you're about to see on the screen. In this mosaic, it is in a church in Israel. If you've got that, please run that up real quick. Otherwise, what I'm saying now means nothing. In this mosaic, it is shown as a river that's flowing down into the Dead Sea. And in that picture, you're seeing fish that are swimming towards that Dead Sea from the Sea of Galilee. And all these fish are moving in that direction except for one. There it is. And it's kind of distorted, but you can see it on the right-hand side. That fish has gotten a taste of the Dead Sea where nothing lives. Thank you. That fish has gotten a salty taste in its mouth and realizes that if I keep going in that direction, that I'm going to die as a result of the Dead Sea. Thank you, you can take it off. And so with that in mind, Satan wants to make us be able to receive whatever's coming down the pike, and if everybody's doing it, then we're gonna keep on going in that direction. But the moment you get a taste of something that is against the pure word of Almighty God, it's time to turn around and begin to swim back upstream regardless of what anybody else says. The opposite of courageous is a coward or cowardice. In the book of Romans chapter 5, verse 2 through 5, the Bible says this, "And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope, And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given unto us. We're in a crisis today without a doubt. That crisis, I'm not looking at the world because sinners sin. It's the righteous I have a problem with right now, who have thrown and cast off their convictions and thrown away their character, and now they're wondering why as they look into the face of COVID and many other things that are going to be coming down the pike with the same fear that that world has out there, wondering how are we going to make it. I came to tell you, if God be for us, we're in a crisis of character. We're in a crisis of conviction, and it results in the fact that people and people of God have lost their courage to face the unknown with a known God. If you really know your God, you can look into the face of the unknown and say, God has it all under control. Daniel was of the tribe of Judah. We don't know a whole lot at all about his parents, but we do know he was of the line of Jesus Christ from the tribe of Judah. His aptitude is described in chapter 1 of the book of Daniel as being high in all subjects, along with others of his friends and companions, especially in the line of science. And so the profile of courage is found in the book of Daniel, and I truly believe, my dear friends, that as you study with me on Wednesday night and hear this message today and God willing next Sunday, you're going to have a clear eye-opening experience with the fact that we must become the Daniels of the hour that we're in more than we've ever been before. I pray that the spirit of Daniel, a like spirit of Daniel, will fall upon this congregation, that if it says that I've got to take a stand, whether it be at the school board or the county commissioner or down the street with my child at school or wherever it is on the job, I'll have enough courage. I will take courage and stand, and having done all, stand therefore. Character is defined as this: the fixed, predictable, and stable set of standards in a nation, a community, or a person. You've heard the phrase mentioned before, every man has his price. But I want you to know, a person of godly character cannot be bought. How did Daniel get this kind of character? It happened way back before the test came.
Yes, it did.
He didn't skip out on Bible class. He didn't stop praying or just learn how to pray like a crisis prayer. He didn't wait till COVID arrived and then started scratching his head wondering what to do. He had stayed in the school of instruction in God's word and by experience in the land of Judah, his hometown. And long before Nebuchadnezzar ever invaded Judah, Daniel and his friends were being instructed in the ways of God, in the word of God, and in the character, attributes, and attitudes of a holy God. So when it came time for Daniel to stand, he had enough imparted on the inside of him and enough experiences walking with God that when it came time for him to say, you can eat off of the king's table, he said, I'm hungry, but I ain't eating that slop. I want to watch television, but I'm not watching that. I want to get online, but I'm not going to go there. Come on, somebody. I want to be able to have this contract, but I'm not going to lie to do it. I want to be able to walk right before God, but I'm not going to compromise my values. Not when we're this close to the coming of the Lord. This ain't the time to give up. This is a time to take courage and take a stand. Daniel did not let the world influence him. He let the word of God influence him.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you and help you in your walk with the Lord. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to get you the information, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to correspond with you. We want to thank you for joining us each day at this same time, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, Remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.